Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. You're in tune with the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us in song and in prayer and in the Word of God. A great time for you just to gather around your radio or your listening device, worship with us, and join in with other saints. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And as I do each broadcast, bring your choice Christian greetings in Jesus' name. And thank you for worshiping with us. And if it's convenient and possible, why don't you hurriedly contact someone and invite them to tune in. And if for some reason the radio time is inconvenient, our website is always available if you miss the broadcast or the time's not convenient or you want to hear it again or whatever reason, www.pentecostalradio.org. You can click listen online to hear the service, and then on the front page you can contribute with your debit or credit card if you'd like to do that. Have your notepad and pencil ready for some contact information in just a little while. From 1 Chronicles 16:34, the Word of God for today's broadcast says, O give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Again, wonderful words of life from the Word of God. Where we're going back to the Holiness Hymns of Praise hymnal today, we're going to page 296. Here's a great one we sing at church from time to time. In the city where the Lamb is the light. Talks about great things that are in our future. Let's sing hallelujah. There's a country far beyond the starry sky. There's a city where there never comes a night. If we're faithful, we shall go there by and by. In that city where the Lamb is the light. In that city where the Lamb is the light. In that city where there cometh no night. I've a mansion over there, and it's free from toil and care. I am going where the Lamb is the light. Here we have our days of sunshine, but we know that the sun which shines upon us now so bright will be changed in clouds and rain until we go to that city where the Lamb is the light. The flowers bloom forever, and the day shall be one eternal day without a night. And our tears shall be forever wiped away in that city where the Lamb is the light. Here we have our disappointments all the while, and our fondest hopes that meet with bitter blight. Though by night we weep, the morning brings a smile. In that city where the Lamb is the light. In that city where the Lamb is the light. In that city where there cometh no night, I've a mansion over there, and when free from toil and care, I am going where the Lamb is the light.
Then let sunlight fade, let twilight bring its gloom.
Not a shadow can my blissful soul affright, for I know that up in heaven there is room. In that city where the Lamb is the light, in that city where the Lamb is the light, in that city where there cometh no night, I've a mansion over there, and when free from toil and care, I am going where the Lamb is the light. And we give you choice Christian greetings as we sing that great number. You can tell these broadcasts are not edited. Praise the Lord. Well, we're glad that we're able to go to the Lord in prayer. And we're looking forward to a city where the Lamb is the light. The Bible lets us know that in that city there will be no need for the sun by day, nor the moon by night, because the Lamb of God will be the light of that city. Philippians 4:8 is the precious promise today. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Wonderful words of life. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you today for the Word of God. We're glad, Lord, that we can read some excerpts from it on each broadcast. We're glad, Lord, that it feeds our soul. If it's a verse or a whole chapter or a book, we're just thankful, Lord, that is feeding our soul. Lord, and help us to think on the things that you have given us here. True things, honest things, just things, pure things, lovely things, good things of good report, virtuous things, things that are filled with praise. Lord, I just pray that you'll help us to control our mind and think on the things that you have given us. Lord, the world will try to confuse us, and our minds will be so tangled with all the things of the world. But we're glad today, Lord, that we can call on you. And Lord, we're just so glad that you can remind us, Lord, to get our mind off the things of the world and get our mind back on the things of God. Thank you, Lord, for giving us a good list of things here to think about. Use this service today. Speak to some heart. May this be the day that someone finds you as his or her Savior. And we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise him with us now. Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? Wonderful, wonderful. Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? Wonderful it is to me. Sing it with us now. Let's praise him. Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? Wonderful, wonderful. Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? Wonderful it is to me. I'll give you the mailing address and the contact information at the end of the broadcast service today, so be ready to take it down. We're looking forward to hearing from you. Remember, our broadcast is listener-supported, and we invite you to support us with your finances as the Lord would bless you, and also we invite you to support us with your prayers. Prayer is the key to heaven, and we're thankful today that faith unlocks the door, and we do need your prayers, and we pray for you. Here's one entitled Climbing Up the Mountain. I was down in the valley, so low, weary was I. Now I travel in the valley no more, and I'll reach the other side by and by. Well, I'm climbing up the mountain to the sky, going where I'll never, ever die. I'm climbing up the mountain. I'm climbing
up the mountain,
and I'll reach the other side by and by. A sinner, oh no, for I'm traveling with my Jesus to the sky, and I've started traveling on the road, and I'll reach the other side by and by. Climbing up the mountain to the sky, and I'm going where I'll never, ever die. Oh, I'm climbing
up the mountain.
I'm climbing
up the mountain,
and I'll reach the other side by and by. Be a sinner, oh no, oh no, for I'm traveling with my Jesus to the sky, and I've started traveling on the road long ago, and I'll reach the other side by and by. Oh, well, I'm climbing up the mountain to the sky, and I'm going where I'll never, never die. I'm climbing
up the mountain,
and I'll reach the other side by and by. And I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. Thank you for worshiping with us. Send any mail to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God.
Well,
I'm climbing up the mountain to to the sky, and I'm going where I'll never